Hi, everybody, and welcome to the OPCSSA call today on the 14th of November. On the call today, we have Mike O'Connor, Olivier Crepin-Leblanc, Jim Galvin, Jörg Schweiger, from staff, Bart Boswinkel, Patrick Jones, and Christina Nordstrom, and apologies from Mark Custers.
Thanks, Christina, and welcome all. We've got a kind of catch-all agenda today. If there's anything that I missed, feel free to add it. And I think we'll just start right off with turning the spotlight on Patrick to sort of give us an update on what he's found out about the board committee and the framework that he sketched out on last week's call and all those other action items we gave him. Patrick, you want to take it away?
This will be really short because I've done my part to ask. And I'm waiting on responses.
Oh, okay.
I don't really have any other updates about either the new board-level working group or the actions from the risk committee. We do have a new chair of the risk committee. It's Mike Silber. And I think between some travel, I need to see if he's responsive this week.
Okay.
Not much last week.
Well, I know Mike, so if you need some whining, feel free to call on me for that. I'm happy to inject a little whining into the conversation and see if that moves things along. I think then the next one on our list is just, I left the car on there because I think Olivier at least was going to listen to some transcripts and get some updates. Maybe others were as well. So I thought I'd just touch on that for a minute and nudge people on the car updates. Any news on that front, or shall we drop this one off the agenda for now?
Yeah, hi, it's Olivier here. Maybe we need to keep those because I haven't got the transcript yet, haven't received them yet. But we've got the recording, but because some of our sections are 3.5 hours long. It's a little hard to wade through those, but I'll wait for the transcript, and I'm told they will be with us soon. So there's not that much anyway, just a couple of answers to the questions which were asked on the PowerPoints. That was it.
Okay, I'll leave it on. The next one is also sort of a reminder thing. York gets a gold star for being the first to return his worksheet. But I'm looking for worksheets. I just bugged the general list and hope that at least all of us co-chairs will have one in there. And I got a couple more. People don't seem to want to send them to the list. I don't know if it's conscious or if they're just replying to me, but I am starting to get some worksheets trickling in. So that's just a reminder note. The next one is the one that I sort of want to spend some time on today, and that is...
Mikey? Excuse me.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, York.
It doesn't astonish me that you seem to get all the tally sheets, because your email was suggesting this. Like, I'm gonna do the summarization. I'm gonna do this and that with it. So it suggested at least to me that I'm supposed to send everything I got to you, and then it will end up in a summarized way on our wiki and so forth.
Yeah. Okay. It's more of my bad wording. That's a good.
But I think it's a good idea anyway.
Yeah, you know, reflecting on it, I agree. I think it's probably going to clog the list up to have all those files flying back and forth. So, yeah. Okay, well, it's good to know that I worded it badly enough, that because I was intending it to be the other way, but that's all right. It's more, you know, it's more low-grade, low-quality work from your co-chair. Sorry about that. Okay, so anyway, I don't want us to get totally stuck on the methods thing on analysis. Mostly, I want to get as quickly as we can to a series of tasks that we can step through to analyze these threats. And I'm wondering how to do that. So I thought I would throw that out to the rest of us and see what people think. Because it dawned on me as I wrote that mind map that we could zig off into a great big project that's not really in our charter, and that is to select a methodology for risk management, both for ourselves and for ICANN. And you know, that's a worthy thing to do, but I'm not sure that we need to in order to do what we're chartered to do, which is just to analyze these risks and vulnerabilities. And I'm just wondering if others feel the same. I mean, if people feel it's either A, in our charter, or B, a really, really, really good thing to do, I'm happy to get persuaded the other direction. But, you know, picking risk management methodologies, that's a project in and of itself, and it's not in our charter to do that. And so I was thinking that maybe what we would do is talk to folks on the call on Thursday and say, let's just make up a list of tasks. And those of you who are familiar with these various methodologies, just be prepared to suggest things that we should do, and we'll just build our own list of tasks, sort of as a telephone call kind of project, because I don't think that this is actually that hard. And you know, we could lose a lot of time picking methodologies. So I was curious about your reaction to that thought that I had. Patrick, go ahead.
Mikey, I do think that the list that you put together in MindMap and sent around is really helpful, just as a collection of the different methods that are out there. But I would say it might be just best to leave it at that, and not try to drill down into specifying a particular one, partly because ICANN may be put in the position of picking one on its own really soon. There's some that are specified but not required in the IANA functions RFP, when you already have them listed here, and the risk committee may come down and say, staff, you need to pick one. And if I was to pick one, having this list is really helpful, but I already might have one in mind that we would propose as well. So I think long answer is it's really good that you've put this list together.
Well, here's a thought, Patrick, and that is if you could open up the one that I think what we should do maybe is send out a note to everybody in the DSSA and say, look, open up your favorite methodology to the manage threats or analyze threats and vulnerabilities section. And as the call progresses, just call out the tasks that you see in your favorite methodology. And we'll build a little mind map and we'll put the tasks in order. And eventually there will start to be duplication, and at that point we'll sort of know that we're done. Do you think that that would violate any of the licensing kinds of things that these have embedded in them? Because if that didn't, that would sidestep the whole licensing rumpus and also, move us forward pretty quickly.
I think that sounds okay.
Yeah, okay. How does that strike others? Anybody uncomfortable with that approach? I'm not seeing anybody leaping on the tracks. Go ahead.
I think it's quite okay as a methodology or just a way to getting things done, but I'm not so sure whether all the participants would be really be able to throw in their sentences, their parts of the methodology, because this for sure would mean that in the first place they really do have kind of access to those methods. Don't you think so?
Yeah, I'm assuming...
out of their brains and out of their heads.
I'm assuming that the people who proposed those methods
kind of
actually do have access to them.
Yeah.
So, for example, Don Blumenthal threw out Octave as a methodology, which is, you know, another... The nice thing about Octave is that it's free. And so I thought that what I would do is send a note to the list saying, okay, for those of you who have methodologies that have methodologies available, make sure that you've got them open in front of you for the call on Thursday. And for the rest of us who don't, we will just apply large quantities of common sense to what's going on and offer ideas that just come to us. But I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing that most of us will not have methodologies in front of us. The people who do can throw tasks in the pile, and then the rest of us can tune them to make them make sense for us.
And we might even be in a position to amend those or the document that would result from this procedure, so that everybody else who may not be able to make the call and who is still aware of those documents could easily add one or the other point that is currently kind of left out.
Yeah, absolutely. And a great idea. And I think that's something we should do. I'll add that to the introductory note so that if people can't make the call or have ideas afterwards, you know, we'll sort of treat this the way we do all of our other consensus stuff, where we touch it at least two calls in a row before we agree that it's a consensus item, so that people can amend it in the middle, you know, in between. Because I think what's going to happen, at least the methods that I could get inside, that, you know, they cloak these things in huge clouds of secrecy and say, oh, you know, pay 500 euros and you too can get the secrets. And then when you open the secrets up, they're pretty mundane. It's sort of like, well, I paid 500 euros for this. I mean, give me a break. You know, this is just pretty straightforward stuff. So... I'm hoping that we'll get a pretty good list pretty quickly from the people who do have access to the methods, and then use a lot of common sense to make it work for us. Jim, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to point out that I've been chatting, typing in the chat room. Just wanted to make
like crazy, and I've been ignoring it. Sorry.
So, but otherwise, I'm okay with where you're going and what you're doing. So, okay?
Yeah, I'm now reading it. I think we amongst us, you know, for those of you who have things, York's got 2705, Patrick's got 31,027.02. I think that between all that, if we just, you know, I think if we copied and pasted it into an email, then we're for sure violating the license agreement. But if we were simply to explain it to each other on a telephone call, I can't imagine that that's a violation. And since our scope is so narrow, those documents are handling the whole risk management thing. We're just doing one tiny little subset. Okay. Well, it seems like a reasonable approach. I think between those two things, reviewing the results of the worksheets and working on methodology, we've got a pretty packed agenda for the call on Thursday. If we get through both of those, that would be a pretty big day. I see Julie's not on the call, so I think we'll skip the Julie update for this time around. I can't remember where that one's at, so I'm on to the next agenda item, which is the confidential information draft. Do we have a draft that we're supposed to be reviewing? Or is Julie supposed to send us one? Does anybody remember?
I think this is Bart.
Yeah, go ahead, Bart.
I think the OPS-CSSA agreed upon on the last text that there was one issue regarding the role of the co-chairs, and you agreed with the idea that you are, say, as a starting point for setting up the sub-working groups, that you could act as a sub-working group, you had the mandate. So that's resolved as well. So I'll check with Julie. She'll be back on, say, end of this week. I'll check with her what the final status is. But I think all the decisions were made. So, and it was reported to the respective SOs and ACs.
Okay. Good deal. Okay, well, let's see. And Jim is saying, see, now I am reading the chat.
Hey, Mikey, so why don't I just read it out? So while you moved on, I had another thought that maybe asking the small group wants to put together some kind of synthesis document that takes the different frameworks and combines how they treat the analyzed threats and vulnerabilities section, and then puts it back out to the list. That way, we might speed up some of that work.
Oh, I like that a lot. Could we get that by Thursday?
I can make a start on doing it for the parts that I have and send it around. I'm flying to LA on Wednesday, so if I'm going to do it, I need to do it like tomorrow.
Well, yeah, and I think it can be really sketchy. You know, I don't think it has to be exquisitely crafted stuff. It's sort of put this foot in front of the next foot, and then that foot that you've got off the ground, put that in front of the other, and then, you know, we can refine this. On the call on Thursday, and then amongst ourselves on the list too. But I think getting that first sketch extracted from these behind paywall standards is the giant breakthrough, and it can be a pretty light summary, I think. So if we could get something by Thursday, you know, a couple of times around our, maybe just amongst the ops list, since so many of us have access to some of these standards. Jim's got some, you've got some, York's got some. I think that would be a great way to keep the ball sort of moving forward. Okay. So let's try for what? What do you want to shoot for, Patrick, in terms of a date? Wednesday?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. That's all I got for this call. Anything anybody else wants to talk about? All right. right then. 40 minutes back for free. See you all on Thursday, and thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Mikey. We love efficient meetings.
And I could fill it. You know, I'm Irish. I can fill time.
Notice I said efficient, not short.
Okay.
If those happen to go together this time is great.
See you, gang.
See you Thursday.
Dropping off.
Bye.
Bye.
Christina Nordstrom.
Left.